Father James Martin, a friend of mine, wrote a book entitled My Life with the Saints. In his book, he tells us that through his imagination, he spends time with the saints through his own personal retreat. When I spoke to him on how I could become closer to Christ and put Christ back into my life during the Christmas season, he suggested to me a 30-day retreat. Right. 30-day retreat. I said, I didn't think that I was that bad. And he said, well, if you can't do a 30-day retreat, do an 8-day retreat. I said, right. 8-day retreat. Then I suggested, how about an 8-hour retreat? But for some of us, the retreat might just be an 8-minute retreat. I tried the 8-minute retreat. And this is some of the story of that 8 minutes. It comes at a little embarrassing time when you're talking about yourself in retreats. But the retreats centered around my wildest imagination. I was walking through the tall grass and through some of the sand, and I came upon a barn. You know the barns that we have around here, the ones up in Brookfield and Litchfield and all those places where they're kind of half-leaning and there's holes in them and the clapboards are half up because they rotted out and the wind is going through them. And as I had been thinking about that, I even thought of our own barn. I remember our pastor saying, we've got to make sure that we don't fill the church on Sundays because if it's a full church, the floor might cave in. That's the type of barn that we're looking at. As I entered the barn, I came upon 3 men. And one of the men said, welcome, Richard. We've been waiting for you. It's okay that you are here. We want you to meet someone. And he took me over, and I met this man by the name of Joseph. Tall, handsome, well-built, his eyes like gold looking at you. And he looked like he just came out of the YMCA gym, which I need to go to. And Joseph turned to me and he said, I have someone I would like you to meet. And I said, fine. And he brought me over, and he looked up, and I looked up, and he said, Mary, this is Richard. He has come to visit. Oh, the beauty of Mary. So young, a teenager. Blue eyes sparkling like stars in the night. And a smile on her face. And that smile had to be there because she was a newborn mom. And Mary said to me, it's okay. Okay what? It's okay. Okay what? It's okay to hold him. The warmth of this child in my arms, and in my wildest imagination, I would never have thought that I would have held him. I looked at his eyes and looked at the smile on his face. He's a newborn babe. He radiated love and not even saying a word. I put him back in his bed and looked at Mary. Mary said to me, Richard, it's okay that you were here. Those 8 minutes put me into the holiness of Christmas. By the acceptance of Jesus, I am now united with him. By the acceptance of Jesus, I became one with him. By my acceptance of Jesus, I became a member of his mystical body, the church, and the kingdom of God here on earth. I left the barn, walked into the field with my feet in the sands. And as I turned back and looked at the barn, I thought, it's okay to say Merry Christmas.